Archaeologists say they may have found the earliest city in the Americas in a valley on the coast of Peru. It's called Corral, and its earliest buildings date to about the time the Egyptians were constructing the pyramids. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
The title of first city in the New World is a coveted one and controversial. A lot depends on how you define city. But when Jonathan Haas first laid eyes on the excavations at Corral, he was pretty sure this was no village.
I stood there, and it was like an old classic Lucille Ball routine. My mouth literally dropped open. And you walk out into the middle of this plaza, and it's desert. I mean, there are no plants. It's sand and rock. And here's this huge plaza, and surrounding that plaza are these big black andesite constructed mounds on all sides of you. It's really an awe-inspiring experience.
Now, this is no Hollywood movie set kind of place, no pillars or buildings that we might recognize, but these are huge mounds, some three stories high. They have rooms in them, some big and airy, some small, of mud and cane. Laborers carried the stones to build them in reed baskets. Haas, who was curator of archaeology at the Field Museum in Chicago, used carbon atoms in the remains of those reed baskets to determine the age of Corral, 4,600 years old.
You have what appears to be now the first site to have emerged with this complex society, with an urban base, with irrigation agriculture, with monumental architecture. The first site with all those characteristics to have historically appeared in Peru. And it's really the earliest in the New World.
Corral lies 14 miles inland from the Pacific Ocean in the Supe Valley in northern Peru. It's a region so dry that people buried there are sometimes mummified for centuries. Archaeologists have long known that nomadic people settled along the coastal edge of the valley over 4,000 years ago. These people created some of the first villages in the Americas. They lived mostly on fish. There was no agriculture to speak of. These were small places, but the fish-based economy may have been adequate to support a city. But Corral was an enigma. Archaeologists knew it was there, but until now they didn't know that it was 300 years older than those coastal villages, and it's much bigger.
You're at 150 to 200 acres of land that's occupied by structures, by administrative houses, by residences, high and low and middle status residences, ceremonial structures. A huge plaza in the middle is 600 yards across. You could fit 20 football fields in this plaza.
Corral was too far from the sea to fish, so the citizens built irrigation channels and developed agriculture. There is no sign of grain, but there was squash, beans, peanuts, and avocados. It had the signs of what archaeologists call a corporate type of social organization, and maybe something more than that. Michael Mosley is an anthropologist at the University of Florida who has proposed that the coastal villages of Peru were the first urban areas.
The implication is that you've got two economic specializations, inland farming, coastal fishing, and economic integration in which these folks are exchanging their products.
It was food, extra food, that freed up people to labor on things other than subsistence, like building a city. Archaeologist Patrick Ryan Williams of Boston University is another Peru specialist.
What this is telling us is that we are seeing the beginnings of monumental civilization for the first time as they begin to access a much greater number of resources.
The scientist's full report on Corral appears in this week's issue of the journal Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.